Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing at the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." When he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were near tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon saw this, he fell on the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish had seized him and made all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, we can see that there are so many ways God communicates to us. And we have to learn how to pay attention to details. Now, we read in the gospel, that was how Simon was called. But before Simon was called, Jesus preached the word of God. And while he was preaching, people were listening to him. And when Jesus saw that people were listening to him, especially Simon, and he told Simon, "Now put your net on the other side." And Simon said, "We have toiled all night, but because you have said it, I will do it." Obedience to the word of God. And God communicates to us every day. When we come to church and we read the gospel, that is God speaking to us directly. So for those of us that say, how can God talk to me? How can God speak to me? God speaks to us every day. But we have to pay attention to details. We have to learn how to listen and to obey his words. Like I said, today he is telling us to obey, obedience to the word of God. Obedience to authority. We saw when Simon obeyed Jesus and did what he taught him to do, he caught so many fish. Even though he toiled the previous night and nothing was caught, he did not say, "I'm so tired." He did not say, "I have heard so much about you. I don't need to do anything." But he said, "But because you have said so, I will do it." And he did it, and he caught so many fish. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray today that God will give us the grace to always listen to him and put his words in action. Simon listened and was able to put the word of Jesus in action. That was why he caught so many fish. That was why it was dawned on him that Jesus had a mission for him. Likewise, each and every one of us, there is a mission that God has for us. But we can understand his mission when we obey his words and put his words into actions. And he speaks to us every day. So let us learn how to obey him. We have to obey him because he is our Lord and Savior. We have to obey him because we trust in him. He can never mislead us.